This is the Voyeur Window, where we take a peek into the world of sexual fetishes. I'm Empress Violet, and my cohort, Mistress Jane, she's out tonight. Welcome to the show. Our stimulating topic this week is sissification. And this week, and actually tonight, I've already talked to several people who said, I took a look at your topic, and I don't even know what sissification is. Well, that's one of the reasons we're doing a show on that tonight, because as you know, a big part of what we like to do is not just titillate you and entertain you, but also educate you. So I'm going to tell you a couple of my good friends' definitions of what is a sissy. And we're not talking about a man who just won't man up. I'll give you my boss, Ms. Allie, the head of our company. She says, the easiest definition of a sissy is a submissive man who enjoys dressing in women's clothing. Some sissies like the girly look with the frilly sissy dresses and ribbons and knee socks. And there are some men who consider themselves sissies, and they prefer the more daring, like a sissy slut look. And usually there are distinguishing characteristics between sissies and cross-dressers. So it's like a submissive nature, I think, of the sissy. And so sissies often seek the guidance and training of a mistress, and that's one of the main services that we do where Ms. Jane and I work. And so sissification is the process of helping a man go from being a man to a sissy. And someone was asking me earlier if we're talking about forcing them to do it. No, we don't have to force them to do it. We don't force anybody to do anything, and it's very difficult to force somebody to do something over the phone anyway. So the reality is, how forced is it if they want to do it and they're calling and asking you? But these are people we're talking about who have a strong desire to wear women's clothing, to be feminine and submissive in nature, and they've known for a long time. Some of them have acted on it as long as they've known about it, and some of them have known they wanted this for many, many years and done little to nothing about it for one reason or another. Sometimes because of pressure from family or society, pressure they put in themselves of what they should and shouldn't do. And so they don't live true to their desires, and they force themselves to fit into society's view of what they should be and shouldn't be. And then eventually there comes a point for most sissies where they can't take it anymore, and they just can't deal with it. They have to be true to themselves. And so my thing, when someone calls me, a man calls me, for instance, and says, I know I'm a sissy. What, have you ever cross-dressed? No. Have you ever experienced anything? No. How old are you? You know, 55, let's say, for instance. My first thing I tell them is what I would tell anybody, that you have to live your authentic life. And if your authentic life for you means that you like to occasionally or always put on women's clothing and be submissive, who are you hurting? Nobody. The answer is nobody. If that's what you want to do, that's what you need. And part of it, some people think that this is a sexual thing, I guess. It could be for some people. It's part of their sexuality that maybe they are attracted to women. Most sissies that I talk to are attracted to women, and they just simply like to be wearing women's clothing and be in the submissive role when they are with a woman. I know I'm different than most people out there, and I can't work in this field and not become a much less judgmental person than the average person would be. But I will just say I consider myself to be an extremely spiritual person, but I think that what some people think is hurting people, I totally disagree with. I think that what you do behind closed doors, as long as it's consensual between adults, is okay. Must be consensual, must be between adults. But that's okay, and it's nobody's business. And so if somebody wants to pursue something and they don't have a clue where to go, that's kind of where we step in. And like the company that Ms. Jane and I work for is called LDW, or Enchantrix Empire, and one of our websites is called sissyschool.com. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because for anybody listening right now who thinks that this might be something that is suitable for them, this is where we offer sissy training, panty boy training, sissification training. You can get cross-training, cross-dressing and feminization phone sex for sissies, strap-on training, which we'll talk about, as well as you can read sissy stories written by some of the mistresses and by some sissies. You can listen to free audios that are regarding sissy fantasies. You can chat with other sissies in a chat room. So it's all things sissy, and I'll talk more about that a little bit later. I want to talk to you about another explanation, because I think sometimes each person's explanation reaches into someone's heart and mind and makes sense to them. So I wanted to give you a couple different ones that I thought were really good. This is another explanation of what is a sissy, and this is by our coworker and friend, Mistress Tia. A sissy is a man or boy who wishes to be a girl, to be feminine in every sense of the word. Some could be purely cross-dressers and not interested in bisexual fantasies involving other men or forced cock-sucking, anything like that. These types just want to feel closer to a woman by wearing her clothing, her panties, maybe her stockings. Most consider themselves to be a lesbian of sorts, wanting to experience a sexual fantasy with a woman while dressed as a woman. Some sissies, on the other hand, do dream of completely becoming a girl. They want to experience everything involved with being a woman, from the way they dress to the makeup, even the most intimate things like douching or wearing tampons. These sissies want a mistress to instruct them on the most secret rituals of being a woman. Most often, this is the sissy who desires to learn the art of pleasing a real man in every way. And that leads right into my next topic. I have so many people ask me, is there more than one kind of sissy? Or they'll say, I'm a sissy, and I'll ask, well, what kind are you? Well, what do you mean, what kind? I'm a girly sissy, okay? There's a lot of different kinds of sissy. There's the sissy maid, and I should mention, too, my good friend Empress Josephine, who works with us, wrote this very wonderful explanation of the types of sissies and the description of each type. So the first one would be a sissy maid, and this is very popular. If you Google sissy maid, you will get thousands, tens of thousands of sites to check out on this. Most sissy maids wear a uniform. They learn how to give pedicures, wash hair, blow-dry hair, give bubble baths. They fix drinks, cook, and of course they keep the house clean. So there's sort of a combination, a personal house, a housemaid and a personal maid. And they really thrive on learning every little detail of what pleases their mistress. And I'm going to talk a lot more about that, because it's that popular of a type of sissy that I think we need to elaborate a lot more on the sissy maid. So I'm going to come back to that in more depth. The next type is sissy doll. And it's pretty much what it sounds like. The dolls must look good. Outfits are selected for dolls, and their mistress selects which outfit the doll will wear. The doll must keep a photo inventory and list of all dressing items. The doll must model on webcam or take pictures in the outfits their owner picks out for them. dolls are taught to sing and dance. So it's almost a bit of an objectification type of sissyhood, where they're not, they are human, but they're not human. And so that's a type. They know they're that type when they come to you. That I have never had a sissy doll not be aware of exactly what they are. Sometimes the sissy dolls really love to wear clothing from stores like, oh, what is the name of that store? American Girl. Quite a few of them are very fond of wearing dresses from American Girl, where you have the dolls in the dresses, and you can buy dresses for little girls and adults that match the ones for the dolls. Very popular. Then there is the sissy lesbian. Now, sissies, they dress very cute, and they are permitted to have lesbian sex with their mistress when she commands it. Usually their mistress would have a masculine streak and enjoy strapping on a dildo and using her little sissy girl that way. Sissy lesbians are never used for men, ever. Once the sissy sucks a cock, she can never kiss or give oral to the mistress again. So, you know, there's some strict rules here. Then there's the sissy girlfriend, and also called the sissy best friend. I have quite a few of these, and I have to tell you that amongst my callers, they are some of my very favorites, and I adore talking with them. I have a feeling that a couple of them are listening to the show right now. I hope all of them are, and they know how much I do adore them. They are the joy of my days. Now, they provide emotional support, and I like to provide emotional support to them. They dress, they cross-dress, they make me laugh. We play games, and we generally just have a fun time or good conversation. Now, they always are cross-dressed when they interact with their mistress. And another thing, there's one listening tonight. I'm going to call her Sissy T, and she knows who she is, who one thing we love to do is she buys a lot of fun lingerie at Victoria's Secret. And she'll model it for me on webcam, and she'll show me all the things she bought, and she just has a great time shopping. And I bet she has more lingerie than any biological female ever, ever, ever. It's amazing. Another type is the sissy cuck. They dress like a slut, but they only wear what the owner wants her to wear. They fluff her men. They help prepare their mistress for sex, and they stay during any sex she has, and they clean everything up afterwards. They do suck cocks, and especially while the mistress is out of town, because that keeps the mistress's boyfriends happy. So, you know, that's a whole different type. And then the last type, the sissy slut or sissy whore. They dress like a slut. They like to be used as a sexual party favor, provide sex shows for the mistress and her friends. And often when it comes to phone calls, we're talking in their fantasies. This is what they're doing. And in their fantasies, they are prepared to earn extra money for their mistress by sexual favors. So often there is a crossover. I mean, very few people just fit precisely into one of these categories. There can be crossover where a sissy cuck might get used as a whore, or a sissy maid suddenly becomes a cuck. A sissy lesbian might also be a doll, but there's some things that never cross over. So I strongly suggest, if that piques your interest, you're wondering where you fit or you just want to know more about it, again, you can do a Google search for types of sissy and you'll find that. Now, one thing I have callers ask me who are not into the whole sissy thing at all. These are the guys who it's never crossed their mind to do anything like that. They'll ask me, why would a man want to be a sissy at all, let alone a sissy maid waiting hand and foot on a woman? It can really seem difficult for men to understand that, and I understand their thinking. Why would any man want to become completely feminized and then place themselves at the beck and call of their wife or partner or mistress or master, do as they're told promptly and to the best of their ability, Well, I'm going to try to explain their motivation, possible motivation. It certainly won't hit every nail on the head. But for many men, growing up as a male always seemed a bit uncomfortable. I hear this a lot. To be in our society, if you're sensitive or delicate and emotional and you're a man, that's seen as a sign of weakness. And so rejection and ridicule can follow a boy who displays those characteristics and lead to a really painful childhood and youth. So men grow up and then they're expected to be the provider, the dominant one and the aggressor. Supportive roles for men are discouraged or they're simply not even an option. It's well accepted that all men have a feminine side and all women a masculine side. For the man that is more in touch with the feminine side, it can be a difficult journey coming to grips with it. And I think there are men out there who have no desire to be sissies who would have to agree with that. If you've ever cried in front of someone who thinks men should never cry, then you probably experienced a little of what we're talking about. When a man submits to sissy maid training, she finally becomes free, free from the burden of being the decision maker and the dominant male, free to feel the sensuality that's associated with so many feminine things. When she puts on the maid's uniform and does her chores, tasks that were once a burden suddenly become a joy. Every task that she does for her superior fills her soul with happiness. So when a sissy maid reaches the level of loving obedience, she'll move mountains to please her superior through giving completely of herself and giving up that coarse masculinity. She finds a joy like no other. So I think that comes back to knowing what you want to be and who you are and finally living that authentic life. You know, there's incredible joy in that. So if you have a partner who expresses the wish to be your sissy maid, whether that's your boyfriend, your husband, whoever it may be, please don't laugh at them. They're offering you an incredible gift, a person in your life who's the ultimate support for you, willing to do your lowliest chores or anything else you require. They will want you to be strict with them and to control every aspect of their life, what they wear, when they wear it, what they do with their schedule, what they eat and don't eat. For instance, this is a big responsibility, and you can't take it lightly. If you are willing to take the dominant role, you are going to find that you have this loving helper, a sissy maid who will enhance your life like no other. And I will tell you, a sissy is very loyal in general. They just want to be treated with respect and kindness. They want to be treated like a good girlfriend. When it comes to relationships, they're just looking for love like everybody else. They're looking for someone to appreciate them as they are. And so, you know, that isn't for everyone, and that's why you have to be so honest in your relationship, you know, as soon as you possibly can or as soon as you realize that you have a desire. You need to tell your partner because, you know, they need to have the right to be a part of it or not be a part of it if they can or cannot do that. And then that frees you to be with somebody who wants to be with your authentic self. And having talked about that, we'll come back to that again of why a man might want to become a sissy maid. I want to tell you that I hear over and over again from sissies that they felt so alone being a sissy until they found us. And the sissyschool.com, I'll read to you what they read when they come to our site. Welcome home, sissy. Even if you have never been to our pretty frilly spot in the universe before, you will soon come to consider this home, a place where you can truly be yourself, open up, meet others like yourself, learn from the mistresses, and just be pretty. Isn't that lovely? I mean, such a nice greeting right off, just to let you know. I'll tell you that over the few years that we've had this site, we've grown to over 19,000 members on our sissification message board. So there's an awful lot of sissies out there. You are not alone. So So if you're ever feeling alone in your sissiness, like no one understands your need to be cared for and feminine and pretty, you need only stop by our sissy school for a few minutes, and you'll be reminded that there are many, many like you. And sissies like you need mistresses like us, like myself and Ms. Jane, who just really have such a soft spot in our hearts for sissies. And we feel what you've been through. We want to be a great friend to you. We want to care about you and really get to know each other and form this fantastic friendship and relationship that lasts a long time. One of the great things about Sissy School is that we feature a number of different mistresses who subscribe to various styles and methods of feminization and sissy training, sissy fun, but one thing remains the same. No matter which mistress you session with, she will understand that you're a very special type of girl with special needs and feelings. So she'll teach you to become all the girl you wish to be, whether that be in fantasy or reality. And we welcome everyone. If you're a woman whose partner is a cross-dressing sissy, we can help you understand your sissy husband, and we can help you learn new ways of enjoying the pleasures being part of a cross-dressing couple. So, you know, we have something for anyone involved in that lifestyle or who would like to be or fantasizes about it. I promised you that I would give you another point of view because I'm sure there's still plenty of people out there thinking, oh, I would never want to do something like that, or I would never be okay with my significant other doing that, or I would never date somebody who does that. You know, again, I'm going to say it. It's like my mantra. If you come to understand something and you're educated on what it is and you understand why people do it, then it's not such a mystery anymore and it becomes less scary and you can stop having negative feelings about something just because you don't know what it is. So some people out there wondering why any man would want to do that, lose their masculine identity, blah, blah, blah. Many women are shocked when they discover that their husband or boyfriend would want to be a sissy. More than anything in the world, they want to be a sissy. And it's certainly not a role accepted by mainstream society. We talked about that. There's people out there who want to ridicule or even bash men for wanting to be sissies. And many sissies have to work very hard, especially the sissy maids. They live under strict discipline. They live in a state of chastity. So a lot of times they're wearing what we call cock cages. And those are devices, I encourage you to do a Google search, cock cages, chastity devices for men, because there's many, many of them out there. And they help sissy maids focus on their goals so they're not distracted by sexuality, sexual thoughts. That's not what this focus is about here. So it's not an easy life. But for those who are called to it, they would not have it any other way. And I truly was hoping that at least one of the people listening tonight who has experience as a sissy maid will call in tonight because I could talk this entire hour and tell you what it is and why people do it. But to hear it from a man who's chosen that as their life and lived it would really give you a much, much better idea. So we'll hope that they feel moved to do that. We're going to explore some of the possible factors that motivate people, men, to become a sissy maid. While the fight for women's equality still continues, and in many ways men still have a privileged position in society, it's also that position comes with a lot of pressure to conform. Can't deny it. There's pressure for men to be strong, unemotional, competitive, and tough. To show emotion or softness, again, it leads to ridicule in many male peer groups. They can develop a culture that can be derogatory to women, and displaying any behavior that contradicts this view can lead to ridicule and rejection. I've had men tell me that when they're socializing with a group of their friends are running down their girlfriends and wives, and when they get very quiet, and when they say, "So what about your old lady?" She's not my old lady. You know, she's my wife. I have nothing negative to say about her. I think she's a wonderful woman. They ridicule them. So I think that's a good example of what men face and their uphill struggle if they want to be a sissy or even just get in touch with their feminine side. We talked about how it's accepted that feminine and masculine exist in all people. The extent can vary, but the sexes have more in common than they have in difference. Even at a physical level, we have more body parts the same than we have that are different. Some men do feel the need to explore the feminine side very strongly, and it can manifest in the urge to wear all the pretty and soft things that women get to wear. I'll tell you, that's probably a really huge part of it. And I see that we have Stephen from Denver on line two, so we will go ahead and take that call.
Hello, Empress Violet.
Hello, Stephen. I am just delighted that you picked up the phone. I know it's late where you are.
It's very late, but that's okay.
Well, you are one of those special sissies that I was hoping would call. Now, you don't live 24/7 as a sissy. Do you want to talk about your experience at all?
Yeah, my experience started about 6 or 8 months ago. I met a couple kind of by accident and pretty much became their sissy maid.
But you wanted to do something like that before then, right?
Pardon?
You wanted to do something like that before you met them.
Kind of, not really wanting to, but at the time I was living in New York City and met a dominatrix. And at the time, I was not feeling all that manly, I guess. And she got me involved into it for about a year and a half, and then I ended up moving back to Colorado and kind of subsided with that feeling, and then met this couple, and they kind of got me back into it.
And I know what they had you wear, which was darling, but why don't you tell our listeners what you had to wear when you were on duty?
When I was on duty, it was stockings, panties, bra, a maid's outfit, and high heels. While I was in the house and while I was out of the house, they had various different outfits, pink short shorts or purple sweatpants with a crop tank top. Because not only did I do stuff in the house, but I did the lawn, mowed the lawn, trimmed the lawn.
I was actually thinking about when you told me that, I think we talked on the phone, and you said that you had been mowing the lawn, and you were wearing a crop top, and you were very embarrassed. Do you remember talking about that?
Yes, I do. I was very embarrassed. I mean, here you are in a neighborhood walking, you know, mowing a lawn, and people are walking their dogs, you're riding their bikes, and you're out there in pink flip-flops and a crop tank top and either shorts or sweatpants, and you're mowing the lawn. People drive by and give you the weirdest looks.
But you were happy. You really enjoyed your time. That was awesome.
I enjoyed my time very much. For quite a long time, actually.
Yes, you did. Now, you never lived full-time with them. What was the arrangement there?
The arrangement was, I work a 4-day work week, so Thursday night after I got off work, I would go to their house, and they had a bedroom specifically designed just for myself. And I would stay there.
And what did the bedroom look like, Stephen?
It was painted part purple and part pink. It had those door rails around the whole inside of it. The bottom part was purple and the top part was pink. And then I had just a single bed that had pink and purple sheets and pillow on it.
So girly.
It was very girly.
To get you in the mood.
And yes, it did.
And so and what I would stay there?
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I would stay there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday night, I would come back to my own personal house and resume a normal life until the following Thursday night.
And they kept you very busy. I can remember you telling me about your day, and you would get up at 5 a.m. and start working?
Usually 5, most of the time around 4:30. Usually the mornings consisted of doing quiet chores, such as waxing, polishing, and cleaning the bathrooms, and mopping. And around 6 o'clock, breakfast would be served. And then after breakfast was served, every day I washed the sheets for them, made the bed, ironed the sheets, did the clothing, did the yard. I mean, yeah, it was nonstop from 4:30 until bedtime.
And yet, when I talked to you, you were exhausted, and yet you were, what did we say, living the dream was our thing. You were living the dream, Stephen.
Yes, I was living the dream. I was living the dream, but, you know, I mean, as you were saying earlier in the show, people don't realize how much work there's involved in being a sissy maid. I mean, I don't even do that much work on my own house.
I totally understand that. That's pretty common for slaves too. You know, if you were in a slave position to someone, to me a sissy maid is a different type of slavery. And again, we're talking consensual. So you're consenting to be the sissy maid for this couple.
Yeah. It was consensual.
And you ended up doing laundry for her friends and their friends, and pretty soon it was like Sissy Stevens' laundromat going over there, wasn't it, on weekends?
It felt like a Korean laundromat. I got introduced to a very good friend of hers, and she introduced me to several of her friends through the time that we were all together. And every Sunday, they would all bring over their laundry at usually around 7 o'clock. They'd have breakfast, which I would have to prepare for them. And then they would do stuff in the yard or go to a movie or whatever and leave me to do all. It was actually 6 people's laundry to do in one day. And
wow.
There was no getting over it. I mean, it wasn't like, well, I won't do it. I'll wait till tomorrow. No, it had to be done.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And the interesting thing, too, I think I should mention is what a good cook you are. I mean, I've heard details about many, many of the meals you've prepared for them and for other people involved in your sissy maid work, and they were wonderful. And I have to say that there's something about sissy maids and them being very good cooks. So a woman who has a sissy maid in her life is going to be a very happy eater. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that I enjoy. When I was living in New York City, I took classes at a culinary school in the evening, and it paid off. I mean, not only for them, but for myself. You know, I'm a good cook.
You are.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah, and see, that's
totally
the thing.
I enjoy cooking.
But I remember you saying that there were things about that relationship as a sissy maid that you could have taken or leaven. Would you say that you are attracted sexually to men or women?
Oh, women, no doubt.
There you go. And yet, in that relationship, you were talked into doing some things you may have never done otherwise.
That's actually how I met them. But yes, you're right. I did orally service the man of the household and as the woman as well.
Exactly. And that's another interesting, this is not unusual. When a man becomes a sissy maid or even a sissy in general, and he's in a relationship with a woman who enjoys having him in her life, then he could be talked into or decide to do some things that become exciting because of the relationship that he would have never thought of on his own or been moved to do on his own.
No, most definitely. I mean, between you and me, I've never, in my wildest dreams, thought I'd ever suck a cock, but I have.
Yeah, I would say that you are a manly man because I know that you like live way out in the woods and you go horseback riding and hunting and snowshoeing through the snow and all of these manly pursuits, and yet here you are being a sissy. Would you say that people who know you personally would be shocked to find out that you had done that?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Let me ask you this, Stephen. If you had the opportunity to be a sissy maid for the right woman or the right couple, would you do it again?
Oh, yes. No doubt.
What do you miss about it?
I miss the devotion. I miss the, you know, I mean, granted the fact that you're doing work 24 hours a day practically, but there is a companionship there. There is a love, a bond between the mistress or master and yourself. You know, in the very beginning, it turned out that we were all very good friends. I mean, it was enjoyable. I really didn't think of myself per se as a sissy. Yes, I was wearing women's clothes. Yes, I was doing everything that they actually wanted, but it was more of a need or a want to serve and make somebody's life happy.
You have such a slave's heart, Stephen.
Well, thank you, Empress.
Yes, I mean that in the best possible way. What was your least favorite thing about being a sissy maid that we can discuss on the show?
Well, I mean, can I go into why I'm not with them anymore?
I think you could talk about it in general because I plan to, if I have time, I'm going to touch on that towards the end of the show. So if you want to talk about it just briefly in general, sure.
Okay, well, just briefly in general, everything was fine. I was working with them and everything else. And through the whole time, my mistress was always throwing hints about becoming a female completely, and I went to the doctor and found out that I was actually going for a physical and found out that my estrogen levels were through the roof and my kidneys were starting to shut down.
Which meant
and
that
to find out,
she had been feeding you estrogen.
Yes, she had.
Yeah, and that's
and that,
something, it can happen. I mean, ordinarily that'd be something you'd discuss with your Miss Sissy maid and mutually agree, okay, yes, I want to do that. And you'd talk about the dangers and the potential problems and make a decision and go see a doctor together.
Right.
If it ever, you know, if you wanted to go that far.
Right.
But you let her know in no uncertain terms you did not want to.
Many times. I mean, many times I told her, I said, I don't want to be a female. I don't want to go through hormone treatments, breast implants, whatever. I mean, I have a professional job. I have family that would be like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. And she went ahead and did it and pretty much ended a very good thing for all of us, to tell you the truth.
You know, it's interesting, but this, it's very sad that happened to you, and you know exactly how I feel about this, because I've gone through this with you every step of the way, and I have to say it was not a mistress at our company who did this. It was somebody that Stephen met in his personal life, who and her husband, and nothing to do with our company or myself or anybody, but just a very good caution to people to be so careful about who you put yourself in the hands of. You know, it's very vulnerable to be a slave of any sort, including a sissy maid, and you want to be sure you put yourself in the hands of somebody you completely trust. And so now, Stephen, I bet you would probably be looking for a different type of person in some ways for your next mistress.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, one thing I would like to say is that during this whole thing, I mean, this whole thing was reasonably new to me, that I did contact sissyschool.com, and this is where I met Empress Violet, and, I mean, she has been instrumental on many, many, many things through this whole period. And for anybody that's out there listening that has never called LDW, I would highly recommend it, because all of these mistresses know what they're doing, and they're very helpful and very positive building people.
They are. It's a very different place. It's for a different type of mistress, I think. Stephen, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. I think this has been just invaluable information for the listeners. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, Empress Violet, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And do we still have Tabitha from Arizona on line 3? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Tabitha?
Yes.
Hello, Tabitha. Another
Hello,
of my wonderful sissies. Now, Tabitha is not a sissy maid. Tabitha, I would say, is more of a sissy girlfriend.
Yes.
And another one of my favorite people to talk to. So, Tabitha, I know that you can be quite shy and submissive girl. Is there anything you would like to say on the topic of being a sissy?
Well, I got into wearing panties when I was quite young, and I had no idea that I was a sissy. I just thought I was a strange, weird person for the longest time. And I went through life just kind of hiding from everything. And over the years, I've amassed quite an array of panties, and then I got into the full sets of lingerie. I don't dress and go out in public. I'm a lingerie sissy girlfriend, I guess, and I have been... only in this past year, since I've found Sissy School, actually come to think of myself as being a sissy. I didn't hadn't really dawned on me before that, and it's been quite an awakening. I've been this year. I've actually started. Wearing lipstick when I dress up at night. I put on a wig when I dress up at night. Before this year, I never had lipstick and a wig. I still don't wear makeup. I don't think I would be able to put makeup on myself with, with any accuracy, but I dress up for myself, and when I'm going to call and talk to one of the mistresses at Sissy School, I will go the whole nine yards and put on lipstick and a wig and polish my fingernails and my toenails. And I've even recently bought some jewelry that I wear. So it's just been kind of a wonderful thing to meet the mistresses at Sissy School.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Tabitha, that I know the answers on, but I'm sure our listeners are probably curious to know about. How often do you cross-dress?
Pardon me?
How often do you cross-dress?
How often do I cross-dress?
Mm-hmm.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
On a nightly
lingerie.
Basis.
Yeah.
I wear my lingerie almost every night. Some nights I might just wear a pair of panties, but most nights I wear either a baby doll or a bustier, garters, thigh highs. And if I'm walking around the house, I put on my high heels. Otherwise, I just...
What does it do for you when you put that on mentally or emotionally? What does it do for you?
It just makes me feel soft and lets me get in touch with my feminine side. I feel like there's somebody lost inside of me, and I can finally get in touch with them.
Oh, I like that.
You know, for years I was, I suppose I was a lost person, and now I finally found her inside me, and it's been a joy to finally be able to find someone that understands the kind of person I am, and I'm able to talk with someone.
I think no matter what you're into, just finding somebody who accepts you the way you are is so important.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, it's been so nice to be able to talk to somebody and not have to worry about being judged and being able to be myself.
And everybody deserves that, Tabitha. You know, whatever they're into, if it's not illegal or hurting someone really, then they deserve that. But
yeah.
You know, that's kind of our whole approach. So what do you enjoy on Sissy School other than talking with the mistresses?
That's about the only thing I do at Sissy School.
Do you? Really?
I've signed up on the Entrantrix Empire, but I haven't really delved into doing too much else other than I call the mistresses and talk with them. And it's, of course, as you know, you're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
And I do enjoy talking with you, and it's so nice to be able to relate with somebody and talk about girly things and just sit here and dress up like a girl and pretend to be a girl and feel at ease. And it's just, until early this year, I had no idea that I was a sissy. I didn't look at it like that. I thought I was just kind of a cross-dressed pervert person and ashamed of myself, mostly, and I've come to find out that it's, you know, I have to hide it from family and friends, but I don't have to be ashamed of myself.
Absolutely not. First of all, you're a fabulous person, and that I know for a fact. And you're another one. When I was talking earlier about what good cooks sissy maids and sissies tend to be, you're always baking something. You're another catch. Somebody's going to just love having you. Oh, my gosh. Tabitha's always making homemade lasagna or baking delicious things and yum, spoiling everybody around her with her good cooking.
Only people don't know this, Tabitha, doing the cooking.
That's true. They think that her alter ego did it, but nope, Tabitha did that. Tabitha was in the kitchen in lingerie going to town. You know, the reason I asked you what other things you enjoyed on Sissy School is because usually by the time that a man calls us and he, and like you said, they may never have realized that there was a name for what they were or what they were desiring to do, and it doesn't change anything to have that label, but sometimes it helps because then you can look up the subject and you can kind of, you know where to start, you delve in further. But they'll usually say that they've been checking out Sissy School for a long time, and usually they will have read the stories there. They've listened to all the free Sissy erotic audios we have there, checked out the Sissy training and assignments. They participated in some contests. And usually they've chatted live in our live chat room because, you know, we have that the main chat room, and then there's a room for Sissy School chat. That's not always open, but so there's a lot to explore in there. If you think you're a sissy or you know you're a sissy, but you're not ready to call a mistress or get involved in that level, or maybe that's not your thing, you can still go to Sissy School, and there's a lot to do there to educate you or entertain you, give you new fantasy ideas. Nothing wrong with that. So that was the only reason I asked. Now, Tabitha, you have the biggest collection of panties of anybody I know.
Possibly.
How many pairs?
I lost count, but I have well over 300 pairs of panties.
Victoria's Secret should create a special level of card just for you as thanks for buying. I think you have just about every kind of pair they've ever offered. They're beautiful.
And I enjoy them all.
You do. You really do. And, you know, one of my favorite things with Tabitha is when you show me everything that you got on your shopping trips. And just like I do with my genetic girlfriends, we do that with each other. You know, we'll bring our bags and go, look, oh, I went shopping. Let me show you what I got. Same thing. And that's one thing it's difficult to explain to people who call phone sex lines for sex, is that the majority or at least 50% of the calls we do are not sex-related. And they'll say, well, what in the world are you doing with your time? You know, what are you doing on those calls? I'm like, well, sometimes I'm seeing people in lingerie, or sometimes we're talking about shopping, or I'm looking at Tabitha's shoes.
I have found that talking with the mistresses at LDW, Sissy School, is absolutely wonderful. In the years past, I've tried calling other sites, and the performers or mistresses on the other end of the line did make me feel like I was a perverted person, and it was just, I didn't like it. I didn't like being talked down to that way. I didn't enjoy calling and talking to somebody like that, and it just really made me feel bad. Made me feel bad about myself. Made me feel like I was really a pervert. And
yeah, I can understand that, and that's not what you're looking for. If somebody wants that, there's plenty of other sites they can call and get humiliation or be put down if that's what they want. But if you want support and you want validation for being your authentic self, come to Sissy School. Come to sissyschool.com.
But, I was thoroughly happy once I found this site. I had no idea that I was actually a sissy at the time when I stumbled upon this site, and I've had nothing but good rapport and happiness since then.
Oh, that's so great to hear. It's things like that that put a big smile on my face every single day. Is it any wonder I absolutely love my work? I mean, really. You know how I like to help people. It's all about helping people for me. So that's just fantastic. And Tabitha, I know it's not easy for you to call in and talk about your life, so I want to thank you for picking up the phone and calling in tonight. It means a lot to me, and I know that you probably touched a listener out there and maybe helped them.
Well, I hope so. I know it's not easy for me to call in, so.
I know it's not, so thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
Great job. You have a wonderful night, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
I want to take a few minutes and just say that, as I said, here at LBW, Enchantrix Empire, sissyschools.com is just one of the many, many sites we have, and you can find it again at sissyschool.com or by calling us at 800-730-3507. And I invite you to find out more about myself and Mistress Jane. And you can go to our blog for this talk show, which is thevoyeurwindow.com. And you will find pictures of us, very nice pictures of us. And we each have an About Me page where you can read about our background, which is interesting, definitely. And we have a lot of real-life experience as well as online and phone experience in many different fetish areas. And you can also find out about our past show topics and upcoming show schedule. There's a lot of information there, so I invite you again to check it out at thevoyeurwindow.com. I have a personal blog, which you're welcome to check out as well, and that is personalpleasurecalls.com. That's all about me, my thoughts, many, many blog entries. I write a lot. I like to write, so that's not a problem for me. And I want to thank Stephen and Tabitha for calling in tonight. It is not easy to call in on an internet radio show and talk about such intimate details of your life. But like I said earlier, I could talk for the entire hour and explain things till I'm blue in the face, and it probably doesn't carry the impact of hearing it straight from the mouth of a sissy. Why they did it, what did they get out of it, and you both did such excellent jobs. Thank you so much for calling in again. I can't believe that here we are again, wrapping up another show, missing Mistress Jane tonight. She should be back with us next Monday night. This is Empress Violet, and you've been listening to The Voyeur Window. Tune in next Monday night when our topic will be kinky holiday sex. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next Monday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time when the window opens again. Good night, everybody.
At the window, I know you're listening.